Today's show is sponsored by Envelopes.net. Stamps are everywhere. Everybody loves stamps, but what about envelopes? Stamps are worthless without them. And that's where Envelopes.net comes in. Your stamps are begging to go there. Listen to them. And if you use offer code FJDKLA, semicolon, JFKLDFEJWOEP, DHF, you will receive 10% off on your first order. Envelopes.net. This is where the magic happens. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. It's a Friends recap podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the Friends podcast, and we're going to review an episode of Friends in this episode and in each episode. That's what we're doing, recapping Friends. So let's go and talk about what happens in this episode of Friends in Meet My Friends, the Friends. This episode here, Meet My Friends, the Friends, is, I just want to apologize. I'm a little under the weather today. I have some kind of head sinus thing. Very, very difficult to kind of, it's like a stabbing headache thing, and the sinuses are just brutal. So this is the the one with Phoebe's dad, which is written by Jeffrey Astroff and Mike Sikowitz, and was directed by Kevin S. Bright, and aired on December 14th, 1995. And we're here with engineer Pat.
Tom, it's great to be back. Feeling good and happy to be here. I love this one too. It's kind of just you know, the season's winding down, and it's just you keep climbing up that hill with this one, the one with Phoebe's dad, yeah. A classic, mm-hmm. Another classic.
Yeah, and this is in this one, it's Christmas is coming around, and Monica and Rachel are low on funds, so they make cookies for people instead of cash as holiday tips for like the mailman and the paper boy, and it's the superintendent in the building. It's not going over well. Then their heat gets stuck up on high when they have a party happening, and the super won't fix it, and they think it's because he's upset that he didn't get cash for the for a bonus for Christmas, and so he got cookies instead. And they have a big Christmas party, and then Ross is trying to make amends with Rachel throughout the episode, and he says to her, make a list about me, and maybe that'll even it out. And she rolls off some complaints about him, and it hurts him, and he obsesses over the complaints. Meanwhile, Phoebe finds out that everything she thought she knew about her father, her biological father, is a lie. Because the pictures of him that her grandmother presented were actually the demonstration photos in the.
I'm also so tired.
Do you want a water?
I'm good. I'm so tired. I'm just so drained doing this. This head cold. I'm at like 30%.
You sure it isn't allergies?
It's not allergies. I know what it's like. And you sure seem to be doing better.
No, I'm doing great. It usually hits me for about a week, you know. I'll have the allergies like a week, and then I'm good. My body just gets used to the pollen in the air.
I'm not going to get into this now.
Do raw honey and stuff like that.
I'm not going to get into this now. You had a cold last week. I have your cold now.
I don't know. No, this is not.
So she finds out, Phoebe finds out that her grandmother was lying about who her father was, and she goes to meet him and decides she can't do it because she's too just not ready for it yet. Today's episode is sponsored by envelopes.net. Oh, this is long. Copy, and I gotta read this.
You want me to read that?
No, I got it. Okay. The guy wants me to do it, and if it's not right, he doesn't pay.
That's a shame.
Hello, Tom. How have you been? I've been busy of late. My mind is heavy with the fate of the world. I have consulted with leaders in many crucial fields, environmental engineers, heads of state and corporations, solar photovoltaism. I have even spoken to a mighty river. River, I don't know what that means. And what I heard back was staggering. The world is going to end, Tom. We on this planet have but 3 years at best before the collapse happens. I will survive. I have the means and willpower, and I will make it through the upcoming catastrophe. However, you won't, Tom. You are weak and ill-equipped for the future. You will be one of the first to perish. You remind me of a stamp, Tom. Stamps are everywhere. They're like cockroaches crawling out of every crevice and orifice. They poison the world. And that's where envelopes.net comes in. Your stamps need to go home. Give them safe passage. Get envelopes for their journey. And use offer code FJDKLA semicolon JFKLDEFEIWOEPDHF for 10% off your first order. Envelopes.net, like Gene Simmons says, lick it up. So that's the sponsor. This episode is a classic. This is a great one. Everybody's solid in this one, and it's I would say a minor classic, not a full on classic. I'm trying to be a little conservative with that. I know, Pat, you tend to proclaim everything is in the top 10 of Friends.
Well, I think I'm just saying we should start that list soon.
Sure,
because we're gonna excite people mm-hmm. with who we place on mm-hmm. that list. Okay, episode?
As far as I'm concerned, right now the list would be empty. We have not seen one of the 10 best episodes yet.
I think the last one would be maybe number 5.
Well, it wouldn't. This one's very good. Everybody's solid comedically in this one, and Phoebe has legitimately sad storyline, and it's very emotionally effective.
Oh my god!
You need some rest.
I gotta. Yeah. Ross is still pretty annoying in this one, trying to get Rachel to forgive him. Now, I said this episode aired on December 14th, 1995. Do you have a this day in Friends history, Pat?
I sure do. But actually, nothing happened today. I tried to look, but nothing happened.
So you don't have one then?
Yeah. I mean, I have the statement that nothing happened is what I have.
Oh. All right, let's go to the Friends first.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gore. I'm back.
No, that's not the Friends first. Where is it? Friends first.
Friends first.
Couple in this one. First time and only time we meet Phoebe's grandmother, who is played by... Audrey Landers, who is Mrs. Roper on Three's Company, is now Phoebe's grandmother, the first and only appearance by Phoebe's grandmother. It's the first time we meet Mr. Traeger, the landlord, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Great character actor.
Yes. And the big one is this is the first time Gunther speaks. He has one word, yeah. So that is the Friends first. Friends fun fact.
And this time I'm bringing my all...
Okay, that's wrong again. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Since James Michael Tyler, who played Gunther, was the only actor who knew how to work a cappuccino machine, he became a series regular. He was an actual barista when he was hired, and when he began to appear in more episodes, he quit being a barista to work full-time on the show. It's a fun Friends fact. The line of the episode.
Recap podcast with... It's the line of the episode.
Are you making these louder in my headphones?
Making what louder?
Those bumpers. Are you cranking? No. Well, because I see you cranking them a little bit. For my headphones.
I'm not. And why would I make them louder in your headphones?
Because you know I don't like him.
Why would I do that? Why would I?
Because you
know
have
there's
this
someone you don't like, and I punish you with. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm picking up a vibe that you think I got you sick.
Uh huh.
And
you got me sick.
No, I did
you
not.
You got me sick
because I was not sick.
You were sick.
I had allergies, like I do every year, like clockwork.
You got me sick.
You might have allergies, and if you want, I have allergy medication in my bag that I'll give you. That's me, offering you something.
It's very nice of you. Yep. I don't have allergies. I wouldn't turn the music up in your thing, the bumpers up in your headphones to drive you nuts. I don't, honestly, I just am trying to do the best possible Friends recap I can do. It's not easy. There's other ones out there. It's hard. I'm already up against it with that. I'm getting blasted from all angles with people just saying that this show sucks and it's beneath me.
You know what? I'm sorry.
And I'm trying to do that, and I'm just trying to do the best show, and now I'm sick. And I just am trying to do the best show I can do here. There's no pun intended. This is, you know.
You're right. I'm sorry. You probably weren't doing that with the headphones.
No. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
It's just, yeah.
Wait, it's loud.
It's still very loud.
Okay.
It's very loud.
All right.
But I'm just going to start taking them off.
Phoebe says, after she finds out her grandmother lied about her father's life, "Hello, Grandma. If that is, in fact, your real name." Rank the episode.
I know I said terrible things.
We don't even have a rank the episode one. That was wrong. This one is a great episode. Good balance of heart and comedy. 8 out of 10 Friends. Ranked. You don't have the sound bumper you were working on yet, do you? You're still working on it?
No, I'm still kind of going to school on the production aspects of it, but it's coming. It's going to be a great bumper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might even be surprised, and it might be the one that you're missing. Might be the Rank the Friends one. Yeah.
Rank the Friends, Phoebe, Monica, Rachel, Joey, Chandler, Ross. Yeah. So everybody, just want to say thanks for listening to
today's with any of the truly bad stuff.
This is... Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends Friends. We'll be back again. Another episode. And, yeah.
Feel better, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get some rest.
Yeah.